Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The debate over whether bear spray or firearms are more effective in preventing a bear attack are based on two studies that were done in Alaska. A study that was specifically done on the effectiveness of bear spray and a study that was done on the use of firearms in bear attacks. So the two quote-unquote facts from these two studies that always get reported by the media are: one, bear spray has been proven to be 98% effective in deterring an aggressive bear attack, and you're more likely to be hurt by a bear if you're only carrying a firearm. More often than not, these two studies have been used, in my opinion, to try to discredit firearm owners or hunters whose choice of protecting themselves from a bear attack is a firearm. So what's the truth? The objective of the bear spray study was to look at the number of cases in which people used bear spray to successfully defend themselves. They looked at 83 incidents and concluded that people were successful 98% of the time defending themselves with bear spray against brown bears. However, out of those 83 incidents, only 9 of those incidents involved a surprise encounter with an aggressive brown bear that resulted in a charge. A quarter of those incidents that bear spray was used against a bear were actually pre-planned bear hazing events conducted by wildlife biologists. The bear spray study also left out hunters who used bear spray for self-defense. And any incidents in which a person was not able to access their bear spray fast enough in a self-defense situation were not included in the data set. The objectives of the firearm study were to actually understand the causes of when a firearm failed in a self-defense situation. So in the firearm study, any incident in which the firearm malfunctioned or was not able to be deployed quickly enough were included in the data set. So the bear spray study and the firearm study had a different methodology for what they included in the data set, and they had different objectives. Now, numerous media sources have cited these two studies and they compared the results. And those studies, because they were done differently with different objectives, were not meant to be compared. So when the scientists went back to the data sets, even though the two studies were done differently, they extracted a common set of data out so that they could analyze it and compare bear spray and firearms. So the caveat here is this ended up being a very small sample size. So of the 14 close encounters with an aggressive behaving brown bear spray was effective 85% of the time in deterring the bear's aggressive behavior. Handguns were 84% effective. Out of those 14 close encounters with an aggressive brown bear, 9 of those incidents resulted in the bear charging the person. In those 9 cases in which bear spray was used and a firearm was used for self-defense, bear spray was only 33% effective in stopping an aggressive brown bear charge, and a firearm was effective 95% of the time.